Exodus 32, forgive me, Exodus 32, and you'll understand perfectly as to what I'm talking about. They didn't want Moses, they wanted Aaron. And the reason they want their errands is because they want people to lead them, to do for them what it is that they're unwilling to do for themselves. They want men and women that look just like them in the process. And P.S., this is why America's under judgment. I've said it 1,000 times, friends. The reason America's under the judgments of God is because the people are waiting for their favorite politicians, which our forefathers never in a million years did. They made their appeal to heaven. They made their appeal to King Jesus, and no king but King Jesus. Just ask our forefathers. And they led the way as they followed the Christ, Hebrews 13:7. Read it when you get a moment. 1 Corinthians 11:1 falls in line with that as well. But folks, isn't it a good thing that Moses didn't take a poll before bringing the children of Israel into the promised land? Because if he did, he would have never gotten it done. And the reason I'm saying this, folks, is because all across the boards, I see the speakers that people are putting up. I see the people that they're looking to have lead them. You know what they are? They're a bunch of paper tigers. That's all they do is write about what needs to be done, but they don't partake in the answer. And again, this is what's prevalent throughout the land. You have all these people that are hiding behind a microphone. I am not that guy. I am here because this is a call, period, and I'm responding to the call giver out of love for him, Romans 5:5. But folks, my payday is being out there with the people. And why? Because the Lord said, if you follow me, I'll make you to become fishers of men. These men that are hiding behind the microphone and the paper tigers hiding behind the pen, they don't love man. What they're doing is they're doing it for servile purposes, work done for self, for their accolade, for their approbation. Because if they really truly loved you, they'd tell you things that make you mad. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that's what needs to happen. America now needs to be told what they need to be told rather than what they want to be told. But making my point, friends, look at the people that are heading up these events across the country. Even little events and bigger events. Who are they? What have they done? How have they brought about resolve? Furthermore, what kind of resolve are they making reference to? This is what's important. You have to give the resolve to the people, and you got to show them that it can be done. Well, if you don't know who we are, and this is the first time you've been on the show, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's the fruit in the basket. That's who we are. That's what we've always done. And here's the other thing. It's never been in this ministry just about showing you what the bad guys are doing. No, it's about dispossessing the bad guys and taking possession because we got God and law on our side. And that's what we've done in this ministry since day one. And we're pushing to do it again and again and again and again. But as a preacher, friends, the only thing that I can do is like what John Wesley said, set myself on fire every day, Hebrews 1:7, so that the world can come watch me burn. But keep in mind, fires are contagious. And if your contagion is that of the Holy Ghost, you're going to get out there and you're going to get busy. So let me do this real quick during the first segment. We have several events coming up. By the way, my second book's coming out. I'm working on my third one. My first one's out, as you well know. And this is available right now. It'll be to you in 3 to 5 days. Keep them coming, folks. Orders are going out every single day. And with that said, I appreciate that. But in the middle of all that we're doing, the events that we have, for all of the people that are listening to me right now, and you have been touched by this ministry, we are going to answer for what we do and for what we don't do. Here, let me challenge you on something. We're not looking for something to do in this ministry. But again, my payday is to be out there with the people. I want to challenge everybody listening to me today to set up events across your communities and to have us come in and to set the fires that you may be able not, or not, you know, you may be unable to set those fires by the Holy Ghost. We challenge you to call us and to set it up so we can come into your community to shake, rattle, and roll and dispossess the enemy, Luke 10:19, and to dispossess means to drive out previous occupants.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Challenging everybody during the first segment to set up an event and to have us come in. We never put a price on the gospel. And by the way, no, we are not charging people $100,000 like Fox News anchors are charging people. And just think about it, folks. They're continuously parroting the message that's given to them that's unconstitutional. Never bringing about resolve. They're charging people $100,000. Okay, I want to say this to the top, to the bottom. I don't care who they are. If they're across the boards and they're not being censored or suppressed, they're a part of the problem, not a part of the answer. And those people are getting paid mad money. People ask us all the time, well, Bradley, what does it cost for you to come in and do, for example, a high school assembly? Well, out of the 365 public high schools that we've done, friends, guess what? We've had to raise the money to do...
Take a stand against biased talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Bridie on Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
IGF. What is IGF? It's the substance that's naturally found in your body. It does things like strengthen your immune system. It promotes lean muscle gain, healthy weight loss, restful sleep, energy, clearer thinking. All of the things that make men men again, right? But the older we get, the less our body naturally produces the IGF that's there. Go to keystolife.shop right now and do the research on IGF. The IGF-1 spray that they have there is exclusive to keystolife.shop. Now, this is something that you spray in your mouth 3 times a day. It actually tastes really good, too. And this is going to boost the IGF levels in your body. So go to keys2life.shop. You're going to get buy one, get one if you put the product on auto ship. You can cancel anytime that you want to, but I would recommend that you try this product for at least 3 months. I'm on my third month and just now seeing tremendous gains. All right. So go to keys2life.shop. Again, keys2life.shop. Check out the benefits of IGF-1. What does it have to do with deer antler velvet? Go to keys2life.shop. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to keys2life.shop.
You're listening to Bridie on Radio. Free speech streaming for humanity.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. I'm the host of the Dr. Hotze Report that airs Mondays at 4 p.m. Central Time on BrideN.tv. I'll take you behind the scenes so that you can know what's really going on. I believe that you need to have a doctor who can coach you onto a path of health and wellness naturally, so that as you mature, you've got energy, vitality, and enthusiasm for life. Do you have low energy, weight gain, allergies, insomnia, anxiety, brain fog, low libido, and joint muscle pain? At the Hotze Health and Wellness Center, we treat the underlying cause of these symptoms rather than masking them with drugs. We treat for hypothyroidism, sex hormone decline, adrenal fatigue, allergies, yeast, and nutritional deficiencies. This is Dr. Hotze saying, take charge of your health.
Call today at 281-698-8698. Mention Patriot and receive 10% off your initial visit and a free copy of Dr. Hotze's book. Do a 180.
Wake up informed.
Really blows me away.
Free speech audio streaming for humanity to start your day.
It's pretty obvious what the people want.
On Bridie on Radio.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrideonStore.com.
Don't just bottle it up. Let it out.
This has totally got me livid.
There. That's better.
I'm a little bit fired up.
Have your say on Bridie on Radio.
They're hated. Now, I've showed you this criminal, this sodomite, Allah-worshipping criminal over in Canada, Justin Trudeau. He's an absolute disgrace. He's an abomination is what he is. He truly is. So is Joe Biden. So is 99% of what you have in D.C. and in the state governments. And I'm talking about those that you see in the mainstream media that are propped up by the mainstream media, the Mockingbird media, trying to put them in a good light continuously. When all the well, like for example, Tim Walz here in Minnesota, we know that we didn't vote him in. 5.9 million people did not vote that criminal in, or Keith Ellison. The state knows that. The state hates him. There's billboards all over the state concerning how much the people have exposed him, Luke 12:2, as being the fraud that he is. He's a total criminal. He's from Nebraska. Keith Ellison's from Michigan. See, they bring him over here, friends, to do to the state what they probably would be unwilling to do in their own states. But the point that I'm making here, friends, it just goes without saying, 1 Kings 13:33, they take the baser sort and they put them up to the top. Why? Because they want to lower the expectation of the people. Instead of it being the law, which is out of sight and out of mind concerning whatever constitution it may be, they withhold the law and they continuously promote their little useful idiot. Right? Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, they're hated. They're hated all across the world. That's why you never see anybody of relevance and legitimacy actually interview anybody in D.C. That's why you always see them on Fox, because Fox is no more legitimate than MSNBC is. Okay, I want to show you something. I want to go over to France, and this is just, I love this stuff because it, again, only solidifies the point that I continuously make. They want you to believe that the people put them in power, but when there's an opportunity to hear the voice of the people, what do? They reject the person that is allegedly appointed by the people. And this is what the mainstream media does not want you to hear, because if you hear it, then you know that you've been lied to. Let's go over to France for a moment. This is President Macron. This guy, honestly, before God, this guy is testing his little wooden sword every step of the way. Someone's going to get a hold of this guy one day, and it's going to be all over, just like for the rest of them. It's a matter of time, okay? But I want to go over to France for a moment, and I want you to hear this, and I want you to see this, because it aligns itself with what's going on in the United States of America and countries all over the world. These alleged leaders that went right along with the pandemic, the people hate. And I can say that about the governors in the states, the United States of America, that the people didn't go along with it, and the people did not vote these people in. These people are appointed to continuously oppress. That's it. What happens when the people have an opportunity and you can hear their voice? Listen to this. This is Macron, the president of France, going up in a massive stadium. Listen carefully. They're booing him, folks. Look at him.
In a turn of events that sharply reveals the mood of a nation on the precipice of change, French President Emmanuel Macron was met with an unmistakable wave of derision as he stepped forward to open the Rugby World Cup. A moment of triumph eclipsed by the deep-rooted resentment simmering across France. As the golden evening light fell upon the Stade de France, the stage seemed set for a glorious celebration of athleticism and unity. The atmosphere was electric as beloved actor Jean Dujardin took to the field. A sea of expectant faces greeting a magnificent opening act adorned with acrobats and the iconic image of an inflatable Eiffel Tower rising in majestic splendor amidst the grandeur of the stadium. But as Macron approached the podium, a sudden and profound shift took place. The jubilant cheers morphed into a cacophony of boos, a vehement rejection of a leader whose policies
have sparked
uproar
and
ignited nationwide riots earlier this year. It was a stark reminder of the gulf that now exists between the governing elite and the people of France. A grim testament to Macron's controversial decision to increase the retirement age, an act seen by many as a betrayal of the French social contract. A break from the sacred promise to the hard-working citizens who have toiled tirelessly to build the nation. As Macron bore witness to this unequivocal show of dissent, even his stoic stance couldn't mask the palpable tension in the air. The stadium resounded with echoes of Allez les Bleus, a defiant cry for unity and solidarity.
I want to stop right there, folks, because we know that in America, let's just take it to America for a moment. We know that these politicians are using the party systems to divide and conquer. They know it too. And in some cases, they probably don't. Mark 3:25, Jesus said, if a house stands against itself, it's going to divide. All right? Or a house divided against itself will not stand. Whatever translation you want to read. Mark 3:25. How is it, somebody help me understand this. How is it that a massive amount of people tolerate the crimes of the ones to lead their country to war and to destruction when they know all the well that they're bought and paid for? Hey, folks, isn't it quite telling that these said leaders, which in America we don't have leaders, our leader is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's his law that we follow here, friends, not man. We don't have leaders in America. We have a limited representative government. They work for us, right? So as we follow the Lord, they follow us by upholding the law. That's their job, period. Read Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. How is it that the people allow the ones to destroy their country, to create wars, and the list goes on? I mean, this guy right here, you got to give it to him, because it's just a matter of just one person breaking open and watching that levee break where the people actually get a hold of him. This has happened, by the way, several times throughout history. And I suspect that this guy right here is testing his steel to see how the people are going to respond to him. If that's what he wants to do, or any one of them wants to do, I guess that's up to them. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. Escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante was apprehended in Pennsylvania Wednesday morning.
He began to crawl through thick underbrush, taking his rifle with him. They released the dog. The dog subdued him, and team members from both of those teams immediately moved in.
State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says tactical teams used thermal tech overnight to locate him, waiting for daylight to make the arrest. Inflation is climbing, with recent data indicating a 3.7% increase in the consumer price index. That's up from 3.2% in July. The CPI is a comprehensive gauge of inflation, encompassing consumer prices for items ranging from groceries to fuel. The wife of Mexican drug cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, Emma Coronel, is set to be released today from a U.S. prison. She pleaded guilty to drug trafficking and money laundering charges back in 2021. John Schaefer, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I got this guy named Jeff calling in from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, Jeff?
Doing good, Bradley. I'll just give you an update on our big court case that they had up with the ADL. They dropped the case.
Okay, explain to everybody, Jeff, real quick.
On the 2nd of September, there was a big deal about a drag queen, all family fun drag queen show at our local venue here.
They dropped the case. What do you mean they dropped the case?
At the end of August, they had filed for a case against our attorney general, our sheriff, and our mayor. And they were set to go on September the 8th in front of a local judge.
Who you're talking about the ones that were advocating for a drag queen show, which is illegal in the United States of America? They were actually bringing you guys to court. On what premise? What was their reference to the violation, besides the fact that they were guilty of it?
They said that it was a violation of their constitutional freedom of speech.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought liberty was the right to do what the law permits.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Oh, okay. Exactly, yeah. It's an abomination, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Okay. But they got a judge in Kentucky to do a temporary stay of our state law that was passed this past spring that made the drag shows like that adult entertainment only. No minors allowed. So they're going on the premise that that the state violated their constitutional freedom of speech rights to be able to do their craft, which you know what that based on. Craft is just a short form of witchcraft in front of minors.
Yeah. Yeah.
In which they were allowed to do because of this federal judge in Kentucky.
Yeah.
And because our local governments are pretty much bought and paid for by the federal government and have been for years, that these federal judges on any state and the ADL and the ACLU have bought and paid for these judges, these federal judges, to get their court cases heard in front of so that they can get their
It should have been. It's okay. So here's the deal. I'm looking at your state constitution right now. So I'm looking at Article 1, Section 3, and it says that all men have a natural and indefeasible right to worship Almighty God according to the dictates of their own conscience, that no man can of right be against his consent, that no human authority can in any case whatsoever control or interfere with the rights of conscience, okay, and that no preference shall ever be given by the law to any religious establishment of mode of worship. But notice your state preamble starts out acknowledging that your rights come from God. God never gave these individuals the right to transgress his law. That's found in 1 John 3:4. So, Jeff, this said judge, there's no better way to say it. And this is the resolve that I've been bringing since day one that I've been on radio. If you want to bring about resolve, you're going to have to start impeaching and prosecuting. Because his job, that's Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, his job is found in Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution, to faithfully execute the laws found within. They're pulling stuff out of thin air, trying to confuse the young people in making the kids a prey. You know what, Jeff? The bad guys are probably taken back that the people of the state of Tennessee and throughout the United States haven't overthrown and jailed every single one of these individuals, at least awaiting trial for their crimes against nature, because that's what they're called in state statute, crimes against nature. But they've now come to the realization that the people are so ignorant, they don't even know the difference between right and wrong. Now, I'm not capping on the people. The people are doing this to themselves every step of the way. This judge has no business going there. His job is to discover the law and apply the law. And if he doesn't do that, he sits during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1. And if he doesn't, you must remove him and impeach him. That judge needs to know that he is outside of his scope of authority, and that what awaits him is justice. And not just impeachment, because that's today's show. It's not enough for them to resign, not enough for them to impeach or be impeached. They must be prosecuted. That's the only thing that's going to send the message.
We also have to send a message with our local sheriff, our attorney general, our mayor, who allowed this thing to go on, even though a federal judge of another state made a ruling. They should have had the wherewithal and the intestinal fortitude to stand up and...
Bridie on Radio and BridieOnRadio.com.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us. And this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panic. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're going to be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones, is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites. you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
The U.S. prepares to bolster troops in Eastern Europe, and tensions build with Russia.
Secretary Austin has placed a range of units in the United States on a heightened preparedness to deploy, which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF, or if other situations develop.
We have been consulting with allies in deployments and refining plans for all scenarios. We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank.
Stay up to date on Brighteon Radio.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal well-being during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. A precious metals IRA allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Your metals are held in the form of real coins and bars in an actual depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island coins and precious metals. We're here to help. Visit BrighteonMetals.com today.
Take a stand against biased talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Brighteon Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Brighteon Radio and BrighteonRadio.com.
They're booing him, folks. Look at him.
In a turn of events that sharply reveals the mood of a nation on the precipice of change, French President Emmanuel Macron was met with an unmistakable wave of derision as he stepped forward to open the Rugby World Cup. A moment of triumph eclipsed by the deep-rooted resentment simmering across France. As the golden evening light fell upon the Stade de France, the stage seemed set for a glorious celebration of athleticism and unity. The atmosphere was electric as beloved actor Jean Dujardin took to the field. A sea of expectant faces greeting a magnificent opening act adorned with acrobats and the iconic image of an inflatable Eiffel Tower rising in majestic splendor amidst the grandeur of the stadium. But as Macron approached the podium, a sudden and profound shift took place. The jubilant cheers morphed into a cacophony of boos, a vehement rejection of a leader whose policies
he is
had sparked
his steel,
and
folks.
Ignited nationwide
no
riots earlier this year. It was a stark reminder of the gulf that now exists between the governing elite and the people of France. A grim testament to Macron's controversial decision to increase the retirement age, an act seen by many as a betrayal of the French social contract. A break from the sacred promise to the hard-working citizens who have toiled tirelessly to build the nation. As Macron bore witness to this unequivocal show of dissent, even his stoic stance couldn't mask the palpable tension in the air. The stadium resounded with echoes of Allez les Bleus, a defiant cry for unity and solidarity.
I want to stop right there, folks, because we know that in America, let's just take it to America for a moment. We know that these politicians are using the party systems to divide and conquer. They know it too. And in some cases, they probably don't. Mark 3:25, Jesus said, if a house stands against itself, it's going to divide. Right? Or a house divided against itself will not stand. Whatever translation you want to read. Mark 3:25. How is it, somebody help me understand this. How is it that a massive amount of people tolerate the crimes of the ones to lead their country to war and to destruction, when they know all the well that they're bought and paid for? Hey, folks, isn't it quite telling that these said leaders, which in America we don't have leaders, our leader is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's his law that we follow here, friends, not men. We don't have leaders in America. We have a limited representative government. They work for us, right? So as we follow the Lord, they follow us by upholding the law. That's their job, period. Read Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. How is it that the people allow the ones to destroy their country, to create wars, and the list goes on? I mean, this guy right here, you got to give it to him, because it's just a matter of just one person breaking open and watching that levee break where the people actually get a hold of him. This has happened, by the way, several times throughout history. And I suspect that this guy right here is testing his steel to see how the people are going to respond to him. If that's what he wants to do, or any one of them wants to do, I guess that's up to them. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante was apprehended in Pennsylvania Wednesday morning.
He began to crawl through thick underbrush, taking his rifle with him. They released the dog. The dog subdued him, and team members from both of those teams immediately moved in.
State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says tactical teams used thermal tech overnight to locate him, waiting for daylight to make the arrest. Inflation is climbing, with recent data indicating a 3.7% increase in the Consumer Price Index. That's up from 3.2% in July. The CPI is a comprehensive gauge of inflation, encompassing consumer prices for items ranging from groceries to fuel. The wife of Mexican drug cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, Emma Coronel, is set to be released today from a U.S. prison. She pleaded guilty to drug trafficking and money laundering charges back in 2021. John Schaefer, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I got this guy named Jeff calling in from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, Jeff?
Doing good, Bradley. I'll just give you an update on our big court case that they had up with the ADL. They dropped the case.
Okay, explain to everybody, Jeff, real quick.
On the 2nd of September, there was a big deal about a drag queen, all family fun drag queen show at our local venue here.
They dropped the case. What do you mean they dropped the case?
At the end of August, they had filed for a case against our attorney general, our sheriff, and our mayor. And they were set to go on September the 8th in front of a local judge.
You're talking about the ones that were advocating for a drag queen show, which is illegal in the United States of America. They were actually bringing you guys to court. On what premise? What was their reference to the violation, besides the fact that they were guilty of it?
They said that it was a violation of their constitutional freedom of speech.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought liberty was the right to do what the law permits.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. Oh, okay. Exactly, yeah. It's an abomination, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Okay. But they got a judge in Kentucky to do a temporary stay of our state law that was passed this past spring that made the drag shows like that adult entertainment only. No minors allowed. So they're going on the premise that the state violated their constitutional freedom of speech rights to be able to do their craft, which you know what that based on. Craft is just a short form of witchcraft in front of minors.
Yeah. Yeah.
In which they were allowed to do because of this federal judge in Kentucky.
Yeah.
And because our local governments are pretty much bought and paid for by the federal government and have been for years, that these federal judges on any state and the ADL and the ACLU have bought and paid for these judges, these federal judges, to get their court cases heard in front of so that they can get their
Here's the deal. I'm looking at your state constitution right now. So I'm looking at Article 1, Section 3, and it says that all men have a natural and indefeasible right to worship Almighty God according to the dictates of their own conscience, that no man can of right be against his consent, that no human authority can in any case whatsoever control or interfere with the rights of conscience, okay, and that no preference shall ever be given by the law to any religious establishment of mode of worship. But notice your state preamble starts out acknowledging that your rights come from God. God never gave these individuals the right to transgress his law. That's found in 1 John 3:4. So Jeff, said judge, there's no better way to say it, and this is the resolve that I've been bringing since day one that I've been on radio. If you want to bring about resolve, you're going to have to start impeaching and prosecuting, because his job, that's Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, his job is found in Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution, to faithfully execute the laws found within. They're pulling stuff out of thin air, trying to confuse the young people in making the kids a prey. You know what, Jeff? The bad guys are probably taken back that the people of the state of Tennessee and throughout the United States haven't overthrown and jailed every single one of these individuals, at least awaiting trial for their crimes against nature, because that's what they're called in state statute, crimes against nature. But they've now come to the realization that the people are so ignorant, they don't even know the difference between right and wrong. Now, I'm not capping on the people. The people are doing this to themselves every step of the way. This judge has no business going there. His job is to discover the law and apply the law. And if he doesn't do that, he sits during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1. And if he doesn't, you must remove him and impeach him. That judge needs to know that he is outside of his scope of authority, and that what awaits him is justice. And not just impeachment, because that's today's show. It's not enough for them to resign, not enough for them to impeach or be impeached. They must be prosecuted. That's the only thing that's going to send the message.
We also have to send a message with our local sheriff, our attorney general, our mayor, who allowed this thing to go on, even though a federal judge of another state made a ruling. They should have had the wherewithal and the intestinal fortitude to stand up and say to that judge, we don't acknowledge your authority in our state.
Absolutely.
Our state is not controlled by Kentucky. Our state is not controlled by, unfortunately, our state is controlled by the federal government, because our state takes dollars from the federal government. Our local government takes dollars from the federal government. We've got to stand and get the federal government out of our counties, out of our states.
Jeff, you
and
also
put the federal government where they belong, back in their 10 square mile radius area that their authority stops at.
Absolutely, and I totally agree with that. But again, holding it to a lawful resolve, you have the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. What we see is the federal government, again, the tail wagging the dog of the states. The federal government is a creature of the state, not the other way around. The federal government created something called the IRS. They took the purse strings, and then they began to bribe the states, when in fact the states had the power in the first place. They should have never forfeited that. And what they did is they began to plant their little useful idiots in their alliance of hell, Isaiah 28 verse 18, across the country. And it's the people that have allowed this. It's not, and Jeff, I know that you know this, but at the end of the day, everything falls back to the people, the responsibility of the people that tolerate the crimes of those they tolerate. The federal government doesn't rule anybody that doesn't submit to them. Same thing with the state, same thing with tyrants, dictators, arbitrary government, despots, whatever the case might be. You only are ruled by those that you bend your knee to. And if you don't bend your knee to them, they don't rule you. And that's what people got to understand. Again, these people work for you. They're trying to give you the impression that you work for them, and whatever they say goes. And what's interesting is what you were just saying, Jeff. It's when people hear the word a federal judge, a federal judge, a federal judge. Well, just because the federal judge says something doesn't mean all of a sudden he has special authority to go ahead and do what he wants to by being a law unto himself. He's still got to hold to the law that the state judges hold to, but the state judges and the state has every right in the world to say no to the federal government. So we have to get that right in our heads. Everything is backwards, Isaiah 59. I'll give you the last word.
Well, that's just it. Everything's backwards. And yeah. We got to get with our local officials. We got to stand up in unity. The citizens of the counties and the cities have to stand up together and say, we're not allowing this anymore. If you take federal money from the federal government, we're going to make sure that our county commissions and our city commissions make rules to where you don't get none of our money.
Yeah. Well, here's
if
the other thing.
Them, we're not going to pay you. You don't get none of our tax dollars, our sales tax, our property taxes. You get none of that if you take money from the federal government.
Well, the federal government's not above the law neither. So you have to go up the flagpole and hold the responsibility, those that are distributing our money to go ahead and fund these agendas in the first place. That's where it's going to stop. You have to lay the axe to the root of the tree. And again, if we fail to do that, we're going to get more of what we're getting today. You know what puts a chill up their spine? Turn it on them. Go after them. Hold them accountable. The burden of proof is on them. Show me where you have the authority to do this. You're acting outside of your scope of authority. You need to hold them accountable. You have to. Here, I wanted to show you something. Jeff was just talking about this, and I had this already tabbed up for you. Oklahoma elementary school faces huge backlash. Listen to this. after hiring a drag queen, Chantel Mandalay, as principal, with state superintendent Ryan Walters slamming move as a liberal insanity. Okay? Is this crazy? Okay, so the drag queen in question here, friends, has a history with child pornography. It always goes there. Charges nearly 20 years ago that were later dropped. Why is the government dropping these charges, folks? These are crimes against children. In law, it's called felonious. This is the activity of felons. They're called crimes against nature. You go to prison for a long time, or at least they sentence you for a long time before you get there, and someone usually takes you out in the first couple days when you get there, because the prisoners are doing what the judges didn't do according to Scripture. I want to remind everybody, since Jeff brought it up, the people I know, you touch their kids, you don't have to worry about calling the cops, folks. And until you get that in your head, Daddy and Mommy, this isn't going to change. You have your said government advocating crimes against your children. Did I say that the wrong way? Did I not emphasize that the right way? We're talking about your kids, Americans, that the government, mask off, is going after. No. And then to get caught up into this little game they call the courts in America, for the most part, people are tired of that. This is why vigilante justice is on the rise. Folks, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together,